But okay, yeah, we're in Taf Lamed Ches Gimel. I'll just ask everyone to, this would be for starting for my father, Ruben and Malka. So we're in the Hamaske Bayis Chavera. Someone rented a house from someone. Ches is Baduk. That it was probably, you know, so it was Baduk already. He comes in, you know, Erev Pesach. And Imtza Shein Baduk comes in, and there's sandwiches all over the place. Al hasaycher livdoik, einu mekachtos. Saycher has to check. Adding something, and nor is it a mekachtos. Now, fido machum shebotkin b'schar, even in a place where they would pay people to go and check. So now, you know, you're being like really supposed to pay people for this. A mitzvah who oisa, like, you know, for example, let's say he rented a house and he would get inside and. You know, and he would need to like paint the walls. I don't know, whatever it is. Usually, you hire someone to paint the walls so he can take off the amount from the rent of how much it costs to go ahead and paint the walls. But since by B'dikas Chametz, it's a mitzvah. So this the Mechaber holds that it's a mitzvah anyway. So then he can't take down the money. He can't. It's a mitzvah to do it. It's nothing to do with the chiv mamon. Even if you pay people, that's immaterial. It's a mitzvah that he has to do. Hagah. The yesh oimin the tzarich lahachzir l'schar b'dika. Some say Taka has to go ahead and he has to take off the rent schar b'dika. Ho v'hisne behedja shiya baduk. He said, listen, I'm coming in, you know, Pesach, and he said it should be baduk. And Shabura says you go like the first day, because we say the concept of kimli, that if it went to Bezdin, and there's two shitas, so then the nitzvah could say, listen, you know, I say kimli like the first day of the mechaber, prove to me, you have to prove to me that the mechaber is wrong and the Ramah is right. We can't be motzi mamon in this case. Unless the other guy is mukhtar, he's mukhtar. Unless the other guy is mukhtar in the money, the tovei is mukhtar in the money. Different, you know. The other thing is about mekachtos is that the thing with mekachtos is that why isn't it mekachtos? I mean, you went ahead, you rent the apartment, you show up 2 hours before Pesach, you come into the Pesach house, nothing was done. Call the guy, you ask her up. Sorry, I just forgot. I don't know, whatever. So why is it not mekachtos? So the truth is, the Sivus of Mekor Chaim here, he says that, listen, if it's a case where, you know, in a chanami, it's a case where, you know, it's something which is not, you know, if you knew your, I guess, like, it's something which is, if you rent an apartment, rent a house, and the house is not usable, for, say there's a leak in the roof, and, you know, it's, you know, pouring down, and it's considered mekachtos. It's not a house which is livable. Here, you know, if he walks in, the place is like just a pile of stuff everywhere, and then because if he's something going around, I guess it's pretty easy. But if he needs to be clean for Pesach, and not just bedikah, has to be clean for Pesach, everything like that. So that could be already. This is not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. That could be, it's not even, that's definitely a mekachtos, because it's not a house, it's not even a house you can live in. It's not really for Pesach Bechlal. If he has to go something clean, you know, clean the house, kitchen's filthy, all these things, you know, whatever, that's not gonna work. But,
he's just talking about Baduk or not Baduk.
Right. Right. So that if he needs to do the Bedika, so that's already, that's something which, study, which is annoying, but it's not toast be'etzem in the Mecca. Bayis shehuchzak shelobodko hamaskir. If the house is looked like the masker did not check it. V'amro isho evro katan anu bakinu. Let's say the guy was in the hospital. I don't know, whatever. He's off in the Tahiti. So and his wife, forever, you know, said, yeah, but it's okay. You got an Airbnb, you show up right before Pesach, and Ever Kata, and the worker, she has to be Jewish with her, says, yeah, no, I checked it. So is that the guy's son? I don't know. Is that good? And there are Neman. It has to be The katan has to be old enough that, you know, I'm not talking about a 6-year-old. So, you know, the 11-year-old, you know, says, yeah, no, I checked it for my father and it's all good. So, since it's din to Rabban, there's no chiv to go ahead and to go ahead and check it. Tafla meches. Achba shenichas abayis baduk kikar b'fiv. Right.
Put them in charge.
Right. The chachila, you shouldn't, because there's different. The Yerushalmi says that chachila, a woman shouldn't do it. Obviously, b'dikas chametz can be a very involved process. Even though the Aruch Shulchan does say that most people are samech on the chazaka that the wife cleaned up and you're samech on the fact she cleaned up really well and everything, and but Uncle Pani, on Shemaisa, people here at Shemayim usually spend more than just looking around a little bit with their candle, and they actually check everything and check under beds and check whatever. So then that heavy process is, you know, questionable whether Isha Eved or Katan will put the actual effort in, or just say, you know what, it's probably fine. Especially the woman who cleaned for Pesach, and she's, well, I cleaned. What do you mean? I cleaned, so I don't have to check it. You know, it's...
No, it's
Yerushalmi, it's only Chachila, and it's not, and it could be it's better, but we don't pass like the Yerushalmi, it's just I'm bringing, you know, there is, the Gra does bring it, but he doesn't only be passing like. The Tafel Meches, Achma Shenichas Abayis Bodok Kikar B'fiv. A mouse went into a house, which was Bodok, you know, and he has a piece of bread in his mouth. Nichas Acharav Matsapiru, and you ran after and you find crumbs. If you look at call a kikar, even it looks like the whole kikar was crumbled up. Tzarek lasa relivda kabayis achar kikar shehichnis. You have to go ahead and check the house again to check and be sure that that it's not there. Fisha ain darko shel achbar lefar. Achbar doesn't crumble it up. He eats it. The hani peru and ba'alma. This happens to be. We say it's a crumb. Someone else must have walked in or you just missed it, and there might be some other chametz somewhere. And we say it's totally a mi'alma, also not from that kikar. But im tinuk nichnas abayis, but if his little kid, you know, his 2-year-old ran into the house, baduk, the kikar b'yado, and he had cookies, he had a bag of pretzels, right? Menichnas acharav, and you chased after, don't go in there, or into the room. Also, we're talking about a room, not just the whole house. It's enough that if the achbar or the kid, this is closed off for Pesach, you know, and they did a check. Kid runs into the room with a bag of pretzels. Oy vavoy, that's in Peru, and you find bits of pretzels on the floor. Ain't it tzarech lachzor v'livdok? You don't have to go ahead and to check. Shechazkasu she'achlo. We assume that he ate it. Heila Peru and shenafu v'meda. It's not Peru and stam. It's Peru that fell from his hand. He was munching on the food, because a little kid eats, he drops food out of his mouth, it's normal for it to fall on the floor, and he can be told it was from this piece, these crackers or whatever. But some say that if the piruim aren't, there isn't enough to go ahead and say it's a whole kikar, then tzarech lachzor v'leave. They don't say it's a chazaka that the kid ate it. Again, we're talking about a case where the Mishnah points out, feel a low bitlo. The Chodim say, the difference between bitlo and low bitlo, we're going to see in this sim and next sim, is do we say it's an Issa Drabana, Issa Daraisa? If it was Mavatil, the Chomets, there is a din, bitlo Chomets, he has to be sure, and you have to get rid of the Chomets also. Right? And if you see Chomets, you have to get rid of it, even though it was Batil. But in a Suffolk, after your Mavatil turns into a Suffolk Drabanan, but over here in this case, this is not totally. Mishra points out this is not totally on that we're makel or not. It's not totally on this. If it's an issur derabbanan or an issur deraisa, in either case, we have first day holds just chazaka that he ate it. Even if it's a suffolk deraisa, we say that he ate it. And the next shita. that we don't hold chazkas of achlo. There's a little bit of there was a bit left. So if you don't see kedikol kikar tzarich lachzor velivdog, then you got to go ahead and do bedika again. Then the achbar nichnas yodze hishmi harav ho below shchichi. The case of achbar, there's a case in Gemara which the achbar ran in the house and then ran out with his mouth run in with the kikar in his mouth and ran out the other door. So the Gemara talks about we assumed it was the same achbar, not the same achbar. And if he ran into the house and the chulda was chasing it and it ran and the chulda ran out with the kikar in its mouth, so then do you assume that was the kikar? It's that he dropped it and took it. Whatever. These are more lomdusha cases in the Gemara, but in Lachal HaMaisa it's not so. They're not so common, so that's why the Mechaber left it out. Kazayis chametz mala ala kaira. If you have kazayis chametz, you know you on top of the kaira, right? Your kid hit a sandwich or a bag of. Your kid took a pack of cookies and hit it up on top of the kitchen, you know, on top of the kitchen cabinets. Nachayvin also lahavi stool on the harido. If he has to get a step stool, you have to go bring a step stool and take it down. Eshpaami yipol meyakar. Sometimes it might fall off. On Pesach, right? You're talking about a case, I mean, if it's one step, maybe not, but you're talking about a case of a ladder, or you have to climb up high up to get it, so then, maybe you'll fall out on Pesach. Well, im haya chametz b'bor, but if it was inside a some sort of bor or pit, something like that, ein mechayven osol lahaloi, so you don't have to climb down into the pit to take it up, el mevat lo b'libo v'dayo, but he should mevatel it, and that's enough. Shabbat points out that if his kid says, "Yeah, I put there's a loaf of bread down in the cellar. I don't know, not the cellar, but I guess it's in a pit, whatever." He used to store bread and things inside the ground. He keeps it cool, instead of refrigerators. He kept it cool. So Uncle Panim, then you'd have to go ahead and go down and get it because it's only this is only a heter if you're mevatel it. Since you're mevatelit, you can be mevatelit, so it's fine. But if you can't, so then, I'm not choshish that you're gonna, that someone's gonna climb into the boar and take it out on Pesach. It's like a case of gal. Okay, this is the nechshav of a case. If it's high up or hard to get to, it's called a kilo, it's a gal shenafal of, which, and bittel is enough. It doesn't say. The chora has to be difficult enough to get down. If you could just stick your hand down, it's like a little, if it's just a little thing, obviously, the chora, if it's easy to get to, I can't imagine, just like, it would be the same like idea, you have to go on a sulam to get it, so this boar would have to be, it's hard enough to get to the bottom, that it would be the same idea. If it's easy, just bend down and pick it up, it's probably, you're not talking about that case here. If you have nine tziburin of matzah and one of chametz, uba achbar v'natal, he went and ran and took one, but lo yadani natal chametz or natal matzah, he can't tell which one he took. And nichnas abay his bodok, and he ran into a checked house. Tzarech lachzor levatko. Like we said before, you got to go ahead and check it. I'll skip the Rama for 1 second. This is a din of kavua that even though there's a din, that it's also the same we get to Tisha Chanuyos this is a Gemara in Psachim. It's also a Gemara in Ksuvos talks about Tisha Chanuyos and Mishnah. If you have nine stores of kosher and one of treif, and then you find a piece of meat. All similar things. Again, this is a shav. It's called a kavua. If it's all set up in one place, they're all in one set pile. It's kemechta amechta. You don't go basarov. You usually go basarov, but here you don't go basarov. So the Ramah says, "Miu inak im hakikar katan sheyachol laachbar lechol." If it's small enough that the achbar could have eaten it completely, talian lahakel. You do say lahakel sheachlo the ein tzarich livdok. You can do a tzliya, as Mishabura points out, it's a fake sveka. Shemanotal matzah, maybe, we don't know, maybe you took the matzah. If you say it was chametz, shema achlo, you could be told on the fact that maybe he ate it, and it's a fake sveka. And the Sfeik Sfeik will potter you from doing a bedika. And the Mishnah Berurah says, means from the Chok Yaakov, that that you could be sevach on the Sfeik Sfeik, even though the Prima Gadim says you should still be mevatel, which we do anyway. Achupanim, in Pirish, our kikar, remakul kviya, so if the kikar, if one kikar was parish from, you had it on the table, and if one fell down to the floor, and not lo achbar misham, and then the achbar took it from there, ayin tzarek alachz or lizok, then you don't have to. You check, they're called a parish, we will call parish, it's a din, that we say that anything that is parish from the parish, we don't say it's akavu anymore. It's not mechsa mechsa. We say you go call the parish, real parish, it came from the rov, which was matzah, and you wouldn't have to check the house.
Once it fell out,
we say it's rov. If everything got mixed together. This is Stam, it's a third din of Tarovis, which is completely different. You know, the din of called, things are in set areas, and they say called the parish, or parish, or they're set animals, or whatever it is. If it's something, a mixture, that's something else. That we'll get to at a different point. Shnei Tziburim, Echad Shel Chametz, Echad Shel Matzah. If you have two piles, Chametz and Matzah, Shnei Batim, Echad Baruch, Echad Sheinu Baruch, and one's checked and one's not. Ubo shnei achbarim, you have two mice, zenat al chametz, zenat al matzah, en yadu ala eza bais nichna zeh, shenat al chametz, you don't know which one the chametz went into, hen shnei batim bedukim, vitzibur echot shal chametz, uba achor venatal, en yadu ala eza bais nichnas, you don't know which house he went into, oh, shiyada shenichnas echa mehem nichnas achor vabarak lo matzah klum, and did a bedika, what about the other house, oh, shabarak sas meh abayis, the matzah kikar, he checked and taka found the kikar, he doesn't have to check anymore. He doesn't have to check the other house. You don't have to assume it went into the other house. The first case is, you know, that you're always told that it's like a case of, in Yeridea, that you have an Isser fell into two pots. One pot was Usser, one was Mutter. We're told that the Isser fell into the Usser thing. It's a din. So too over here, we're told the fact that we assume that the Isser, the Chometz, went into the Chometz stick house. And you can be told, because it's a Suffolk, and you can be told on that. And the other case is or else we're not choshish, that it's enough to go ahead, you don't have to check the other house, if you check one house completely and there's nothing, that's enough, you don't have to check the other house. You're told on the fact that it was probably in this house, or you found the key card there, you say it was this house, you don't have to assume, you don't have to check the other house. Rama says, "Kachin diveram."
He
has not to check the other house because we're toiler that it was there. And that's enough. That's the din. It's the din of tliya or something you have to check. Or the Shavur says that the circle daita of the circle chapi is coming pa'amim. Could be you have to check the other house, but could be you have to keep on checking until you find it. That we say you can't find it once you checked it, you assume that the achbar ate it. You don't assume that this is where you saw it go into one house. Sorry, you don't have to check the other house because you know it didn't go into the other house, but you checked. You checked for it, and so therefore you could just tell on the fact that he ate it. Makachin devei Ramba or Meskanos Apoiskim Enokain, but the Ramah. The Ramah holds, going back to Sif Aleph, the Ramah holds that if it's small enough that the Akbar ate it, that's what it depends on. It depends on whether it's, you know, if it's small enough, if they both come on the same, you have a the Meshavur says, "I feel bitul l'mahani alikah shabol lishol b'zeh acharzeh olavas achas." Given the vada nichnas the chametz v'ayis echel mehem, chametz vada went into one. Yevsher lahatiram olavas achas. You can't say they're both mutter. You have to keep on checking unless it was small enough that you know that the achbar ate it. You have a very then there it is a clear suffix, but just. Because you didn't see it, it doesn't take you out of the suffix, and you have to go ahead and check until you find it. In the Yechtisha Kikaras Chametz Matzah Asara, you put in nine Kikaros comments and you find 10, Tarech Livdok Achar Kol Tisha, you need to go ahead and check, because maybe there's someone else, maybe your kid, your wife hid 10 pieces, and 9 pieces, and your kid also thought, what a great idea, I'm gonna hide 10, and this was a different 10, and then you have to go ahead and look for the other one. You only find 9, Tarech Livdok Achar Kol Asar, you need to look for the whole Asar, Sha'anu Ari Mashi Niach, Nital, Ve'ilu Achar, we say it's different ones. That's only if they're tied together or one bag. You only have to look for the one. You have to search for the one. I was always wondering if you can't find it and you look and you look, like, you know, you're looking all night. They're not getting the joke, but funny. You're looking all night. You can't find it. And you've looked everywhere. Okay, at a certain point, I guess it's, you know, Yamal Chayashari. So, you know, you could just, you know, you mevatel it because it's, you know, yeah, you know, chametz is somewhere there. But if it's hidden so well that you can't even find it, so then the chametz like gal. I don't know that.
Is the
shear
in the zman like in Roman like chomesh?
I don't know. No one talks about. I don't know. No one. I don't know. I don't know about that. That's why. I don't know how. No, I have to look into more how long you have to search for it. But you have to put a real search in and check again. And I don't know, whatever. Doesn't say how much. If your wife wrote down it was here and this side, and it turns out it was somewhere else, oh, I found this one. You have to keep on looking for the other one because this is probably something else. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, let's see.
Once you check the whole house.
Well, that's what you really have to check it again. I don't